Waking you up with a nudge and a smile. The Andrew Carter Morning Show. CJAD 800.
Thomas Mulcair on CJAD 800 is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Don't wait for the summer heat. Call Guaranteed Industries for the best Lennox air conditioning system out there. 514-342-3400. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you, Trudy?
Doing well. Better than Andrew, who's still under the weather. And we hope he'll be back soon.
Of course he will be.
Well, you know.
But in the meantime, you and I get to have fun. So
yeah, that's true. What do you want to start with? We have that terrible news, Tom, about a provincial police officer killed in the line of duty. This happened in Louisville. You heard Tom reference it at the top of his 7:30 update. Stabbed to death while on a call. What are you hearing about what went on?
Well, this is one of the things that you will hear if you talk to police officers anywhere in Quebec and, frankly, anywhere in Canada. There are far too often mental health calls. In this case, it was to go arrest somebody, but there had been, you know, a signaling of a severe disturbance, and then they were in there. And these are very often people who could have received help otherwise, but we've deinstitutionalized a lot of people, or we simply don't have institutions anymore, and there are simply not enough health services for people who have mental health problems. And so it falls on the police, who do an amazing job but don't necessarily have the training to deal with that type of issue when it is confronting them. And right now all we know is that Sergeant Maureen Bro was killed during this intervention in Louisville, an area that I know well. I know the mayor there. And everybody in those police forces, all of their families, all of their colleagues, of course, are hit by this. And you take the trouble to talk to a police officer in an area like Montreal, where it's so concentrated. But even in the outlying areas, the lack of services for mental health is playing into the ability of the police to do their other jobs. And this is a constant threat to them. The person in question was killed by some of the police colleagues, but this will reverberate throughout the policing community. And it's connected to something that we're going to hear a lot about over the next 48 hours, because Christian Dubé, who I sincerely believe is an outstanding health minister, is going to be coming up with a massive new project to completely restructure the health area, create a new agency. But again, we're talking structures. We're not talking services. And what we need are services. Great way to keep a minister busy, of course, if you're in the health department, saying, hey, why don't you have a reform? And then we'll continue doing our great job of not providing services. And that's the key issue here. So what are we paying all those taxes for here in Quebec? It's to get services, to get somebody who's actually able to help the person in a mental health crisis and not send in the police systematically to do a job that's not necessarily part of their training.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. This is Budget Day in Canada. Chrystia Freeland expected to rise in the House at 4 o'clock to deliver her budget. You have any, aside from what's already leaked, anything in particular you're looking for, Tom?
Well, interestingly enough, Trudy, I'll start with the very existence of leaks, because, of course, in the budget process, it used to be airtight. It was a budget secret. The RCMP even investigated the Liberals going back some 20 or so years ago because of leaks, because they were trying to use them politically. And so this is a thing now where governments actually strategically leak to media certain things that they want them to notice in the upcoming budget. So in this budget, we're told that the average family can expect a check in the $500 area to help them pay for their groceries. So it's going to come in the form of an additional payment of their GST returns. So people who are on the lower end of the income spectrum, they already get a check from the government to compensate for the goods and services tax. Well, they'll get an extra one of those checks, and that'll help a little bit. But as has been pointed out, for an average family of four, parents and the two kids, groceries have gone up over $1,000 this year. So it'll help, and especially here in Quebec, where the government has already provided those $600 checks, people will be in better shape than they are in other provinces. It'll give rise to a big debate. Poilievre will say you're feeding inflation by printing more money and giving it out. Trudeau will get to say the Liberals stand there for families, and it'll become a good political hollering match as the budget rolls out.
What's your take on this kind of gossip heading into this, that there's going to be something in the budget on carbon pricing to make it what's being called poilievre proof, meaning something that future governments can't roll back.
It's interesting that the Liberals have actually gone out of their way to mention Pierre Poilievre's name. And they want to personalize this to Poilievre so that people will have the impression that, which is actually true, that Poilievre wants to get rid of the carbon tax. And he's going to say that it's to help families, but it's actually because he doesn't believe in climate change and he doesn't think it's real. So what we're going to have is the Conservatives complaining about the carbon tax, saying that they'll take it away. The Liberals defending it by embedding it in contracts with the companies that have been spending money to lower their carbon footprint. So you can imagine you have a big company. You've spent $10 million to put in new systems because you've been told that the carbon price will be this, and this money will essentially come back to you because you'll avoid paying that carbon tax. And lo and behold, the Conservatives get in one day and they say, but we don't care about any of that stuff. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But that company is going to say, no, hold on. I spent $10 million to make myself conform to legislation at the Ottawa level, so you better come up with a way of compensating me. This is what they're trying to embed in these deals with these companies from now on, to say, doesn't matter what happens with future governments, we're still telling you that you're going to have a recognition for those efforts and the government will compensate you. It's a tricky thing because the basic rule in a democracy like ours, Trudy, is that one government can't bind the hands of future governments, but they're trying to do it by sleight of hand and with contracts. But mostly it's about politics and saying these Conservatives don't care about kids, they don't care about future generations, they don't care about the environment, they don't care about the planet. So it's a branding exercise on the part of the Liberals to try to tag the Conservatives with all of the above.
Yeah, I must admit I have mixed feelings about this because of that democratic principle you mentioned. Things change, circumstances can change. There's not much that you want irrevocable in your society except maybe basic fundamental human rights, in my view.
Yeah, well, that is exactly why we have that principle. But politically, there's also a bit of a tricky play here because the good part for the Liberals is the branding that we just talked about. But there's a dangerous part to this and a risky part for the Liberals. It's the fact that they are saying Pierre Poilievre, Prime Minister. They are saying what Pierre Poilievre has been saying about himself since he ran for the leadership of the Conservative Party. He would keep saying, I'm running for Prime Minister, which of course doesn't exist in our system of government. You're the leader of the party and you hope your party gets the most seats and thereby you would become Prime Minister. But we're not in the United States where you run for president. You don't run for Prime Minister here. But Poilievre has been branding himself as the guy running for Prime Minister. What have the Liberals just done? The Liberals have just said Pierre Poilievre could become Prime Minister. And in terms of political communication, that sticks in people's head. It becomes more plausible now that it's coming out of Liberal spokespersons who are spinning this stuff on background. So I'm not sure this isn't going to backfire a little bit on the Liberal Party.
Thomas Mulcair, always appreciate your insights.
Great to be with you, Trudy. Take good care.